The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For more information about the center or for halachic services and resources, please call 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Tmura Daf Chav Zayin. The Gemara discusses the halacha of Einah with regard to Avadim Shtaris and Karkois and Ektashis. And the Gemara says that there's no din of Einah. There's a machlokes in the Gemara where there's a din of Bittul Mekach. Some Rishonim understand that the din of Bittul Mekach applies to Avadim Shtaris, Karkois and Ektashis, not by the customary Bittul Mekach amount of a shtus, of a sixth of the value of the item, meaning a fifth, whatever, but rather the amount would be a half. If the item it was bought for double the price, then the halacha would be that there would be a na'ah, or half the price. Then there would be a na'ah. It's machloikas apaiskim if we paskin that there is a na'ah by palgo or yeser mi palgo. A big machlokes, but less than that, certainly there is no din of einah as far as getting back the einah money is concerned. There was once an interesting din Torah where the din of einah, while it was not yes and repalga, nevertheless it was it came into play by karkois. The question was as follows: Reuven approached Shimon and asked him to buy his house. They went into contract to buy the house, the apartment, whatever. And one day, Reuven met Shimon. The process of closing on the apartment was schlepping out. It was taking a very long time. And one day, they met each other in the title agency. And the seller tells the buyer, "I'm ready to sell the house right now." And the buyer tells the seller, "I'm ready to buy the house right now." And the buyer gives the seller a certain amount of cash, and he says in his version of the story that he made an agreement with the seller that the kinyan would take place right now. And then, subsequent to this, the seller realized that the property was worth more than what the buyer had offered to pay him for the property. And he wanted to back out of the sale. And the buyer called the seller to Beis Din to force him to go through with the sale. So the question is as follows. Really, the halacha is that if it's a makam shekaisin, even though karka is nikne, it can be bought with kesef shtar and chazaka, kesef alone is enough to execute a kinyan on karka. Nevertheless, if it's a makam shekaisin is a shtar, if it's a place that people generally write a shtar in order to complete the sale, the mecher is not chal until you write the shtar. And until you write the shtar, you can be choiser. However, if the parties agree specifically that the kinyan should be chal without the shtar, the halacha will be that the shtar is not necessary for the kinyan. The kesef itself will be enough to execute the kinyan. Question is, in this case, the buyer claims that he had specifically mentioned that the kinyan should be chal right now, and they shouldn't have to wait until the deed is signed. However, the seller says he doesn't remember. He didn't remember, in his opinion, whether or not they had agreed that the mecher will be chal right away. So the question was, what's the halach in such a case? We know, bari v'shemo, lav bari adif. However, in other words, if one party says, "I know for sure that you owe me money, or that your item belongs to me, you sold it to me," and the other party says, "I don't know," so we say, "La bari adif." Bari, the guy who's sure, does not win, and the halacha is, "Hamoitzi mechaber alvarayis," since the shema is the muchzik, the person who doesn't know, who doesn't remember what the story was, is muchzik, he's holding on to the money, the halacha is, "Hamoitzi mechaber alvarayis." He's not obligated to give up the money to the person who is bari, who is sure about his version of the story, that the item belongs to him. However, the halacha is that ba'latzis de shamayim, you're chayif. There's a chi of latzis de shamayim. In other words, even though Beis Din can't force you to give it up, nevertheless, you're mechuyev to pay, since you're the one who's not sure, and you really should know whether or not you sold the item or whether or not you borrowed money from the other guy. And he knows and you don't know, so it's really your fault that we're in this mess, because you're the guy who doesn't remember. And therefore, you have to pay lots of Zidei Shemayim, even though Beis Din can't force you, and Beis Din Halacha is Amayis Mechavel V'Rayis. So in this case, L'chayr, the Halacha should be, that even though the seller says Shema, and Bari V'Shema La Bari Yad, if the guy who's sure doesn't win out in Beis Din, nevertheless, Beis Din should have to instruct the seller that he's obligated to be yotzi de shemayim to do his moral obligation of completing the sale and selling the item at the original price. Now there were a number of mitigating factors in this situation. One of which was the fact, this is actually probably the biggest mitigating factor, the fact that many of the details of the sale, or at least some of the details of the sale, were not explicitly spoken about between the buyer and the seller, and they were relying on an agent to negotiate those details for them. And although the agent did negotiate those details, nevertheless, the agent negotiated a price which is not right. And although the buyer did agree to that price, the seller did agree to that price, so we can't have a claim against the agent for negotiating an unfair price. Nevertheless, the agent threw in some extras. And since the price is wrong, and the seller really is being wronged to a certain extent by the fact that this price was set at this amount, so even though he accepted the price, he didn't know about certain extras that were being thrown in, and therefore those extras would be considered a violation on the part of the agent. And the halacha is that if an agent does something which is out of line, which is a violation of what he's supposed to be doing, which is sort of like, I guess, a breach of contract with the person who appointed him as an agent, then the halacha is that the agency is null and void, and the shlichus is nizbatel, and the mishaleach, the person who appointed the agent, can act as though the person was not his agent at all. So since the details of the sale were negotiated through an agent, and the agent had misrepresented the seller by offering the apartment at a price that he knew, or even if he didn't know, but the point is that the price was an unfair price, and therefore, since the price was an unfair price, it was aina, therefore, the agency is null and void, and the seller would be able to back out because he himself did not negotiate these details, and it was only negotiated through an agent. And even if the buyer now says, "Well, I'll agree to forgive and forego those details, the throw-ins that were those add-ons that were put into the sale," nevertheless, since at the time of acceptance of the money, when the buyer is claiming that the sale took place, these issues were still going to be sticking points. He didn't necessarily have to forego these items. So therefore, even according to his story, that they agreed that the mecher should be chal right away, that the sale should be consummated immediately, nevertheless, that would not constitute a valid sale because there were still items which had not yet been fairly negotiated because of the fact that the agency is null and void. So again, the point in this case is that although the Beis Din may have accepted the buyer's point of view from a Balas Zei Shemayim standpoint, from a moral obligation standpoint, that the sale took place on the spot, nevertheless, since there were many details that were negotiated through an agent, and the agent was not negotiating in good faith because he negotiated a deal that was unfair to the buyer, so even though the bulk of the agreement was accepted by the buyer, since there were some items that were not accepted specifically by the buyer, and the buyer was not aware of those parts of the negotiation at the time that the sale was supposed to take place, which is when they met in the title agency and the guy handed him over the envelopes full of cash, therefore the sale would not work because the agency is not a good agency and the shlichus is batel. So this was based on the concept of Aino. So even though there's no din of Aino, but Aino would be enough to be mevatel a shlichus, to void an agency, even with regard to karka, because a shliach who does something wrong, who negotiates a bad deal, the mishaleach, the sender, the person who appointed the agent can say, "L'tikunei shtarticha v'lo lavasi, I sent you to help me, not to mess me up. So since you messed me up, it turns out I never really sent you to do this job for me, and therefore the sale was the details of the sale not having been negotiated and still being outstanding and still being sticking points, that would say that it's impossible to complete the sale if there are details that have not yet been negotiated." Another argument was that according to some Rishonim, even though after the fact, when you trick the person on the price, when it comes to karka, the halacha is that you cannot, the person who was tricked can't come to Bezin, has no redress to get his money back. Nevertheless, there's an avera to trick somebody on the price. So even though you don't have to pay him back, at the end of the day, it was an avera for you originally to trick him on the price. So now it turns out that according to the buyer's story, that the sale already took place and it's too late, he already was over an avera. So he's basically coming into Bezin and saying, "I, the buyer, did an avera when I agreed with the seller that the sale should take place right away." And the seller is saying, "I don't know, maybe you didn't do an avera." So a person ain't all the Mason Matzvei Russia. A person is not believed to come into Bezin and say that I did something which is an avera. And the buyer admits that he knew that the price was a very good price and it was very low for this apartment. So therefore, it's possible that we would use this svara of the iser of ayna, the fact that it's usher to be ma'ana l'chatchila, a person cannot trick somebody in the price l'chatchila, even with regard to karka, to say that the buyer is not believed in Bezin to say that he had done so. So at the end of the day, the Bezin voided the sale.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.